Anthony Cosenza from CincyJungle.com at CJ Anthony CUI in the Twitterverse. What's going on, Anthony? Thanks for the time.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you.
And we appreciate the time. Now, let's jump right into it. I'm getting mixed messages about how the Bengals organization and even the fan base feels about Andy Dalton. Based on the drafts, since they drafted Andy Dalton, they like him. They've drafted a pass catcher the first three rounds of the last 3 years. They've drafted him running backs the last 2 years in the first two rounds. Recently drafted A.J. McCarron, though, in the fifth. I remember last year there was some rumors about some in the front office didn't really like Dalton that much, and they preferred a Kaepernick or all that stuff. But what it comes back to is, how do they really feel about Andy Dalton? Is he their quarterback of the future, or are they looking elsewhere?
You know, there's kind of some mixed messages there. They're in the midst of supposedly talking about a contract extension, making him their quote-unquote franchise quarterback going forward. You kind of get the feeling that Marvin Lewis likes him. Maybe Hugh Jackson, the new offensive coordinator, likes him. But he may not be the type of mold that owner Mike Brown envisions in quarterbacks that he's liked. You know, he's had guys on the Bengals before that are the 6'5", 240-pound drop back and sling the ball all over the field. And while Andy Dalton had a good year statistically last year, he still has a tendency to shrink in big games. He's 0-3 in the playoffs, and each performance has been pretty poor. I think fans like what Dalton brings, especially in the regular season. I mean, he's got 30 wins in his first three seasons, but there are a lot of doubters there. They say he relies too much on a good defense, and, you know, I think the team is trying to address some shortcomings there with surrounding him with a lot of offensive talent, and they've done that over the past couple of years. So I think this is a make-or-break season. He may sign a big contract before the regular season starts. I think most fans maybe sit back and want to see him prove it for a year and maybe make a deep postseason run before he signs a big contract.
It's very easy, Anthony. This is Craig, and it's very good. And it's very easy, obviously, for folks to zero in, and rightly so with the Bengals, with regard to the quarterback. It happens a lot with NFL teams when you start to examine. Now, all of that said, what is, as you examine, as closely as you follow and cover this team, what stands out to you other than, or even more important than, what they do with their quarterback situation?
You know, for me, it's coaching. Marvin Lewis, for all the good things he's done for this franchise and turning it around from the deplorable decade of the 1990s and into the early 2000s, he's turned this team around and made the playoffs, you know, five times and a couple times a division winner. But he's 0-5 in the playoffs with two different quarterbacks. And when the lights shine the brightest, this team tends to not play very well, be it on primetime TV in the regular season or those playoff games. And like I said, for all the good things that Marvin Lewis has done, his team just shows up completely unprepared in big moments. I think I've counted he's got about a 25% winning percentage in what we call big games or primetime games, playoff games, things of that nature. And that's simply not getting it done. So I think that's a real big key. A lot of people think that Hugh Jackson, who I mentioned just a minute ago, is going to be a big part of remedying some of the issues that Andy Dalton has shown, and you know, maybe boosting up the running game so he can lean on that a little bit, and maybe that makes the overall strength of the team a little bit better than it's been over the last couple of years. But to me, I sit here and I look at coaching and leadership on that team as something to really point to outside of the quarterback play.
We're visiting with Anthony Cosenza. You can read his work at CincyJungle.com. Follow him on Twitter at CJAnthonyCUI. Couple of coordinators are gone. Now the head coaches in Washington and Minnesota, respectively. Are we going to see a big dramatic shift change in terms of the philosophy on offense, the philosophy on defense, or do you expect the same kind of approach that got them basically winning the division by three games last year?
I think it's going to be pretty similar, especially on defense. Paul Gunther, who's taken over for Mike Zimmer, has kind of been a little protege of Zimmer over the past few years when Zimmer has kind of been looking at and interviewing for other coaching jobs over the past few seasons. They've really kind of expected Gunther to step up and be that defensive coordinator if and when Zimmer left. And that's who got the job once Zimmer went to Minnesota. And I think he's going to keep things pretty similar. Gunther's done a good job at developing some of the young linebackers on the team. Vontaze Burfict, probably most notable of that core there. But, the Bengals, where they thrive is with their pressure up front, and they have a lot of guys that can rotate in and out and switch defensive ends that can kick into kind of a tackle spot on passing downs. And I think they're going to try and utilize that formula that's been so successful for them over the past couple of years. So I don't think there's going to be too many changes on defense. I think where you're going to see a little bit of a change is on offense. It's still going to be pretty similar from Jay Gruden to Hugh Jackson. But Jackson, I think, will try and run the ball a little bit more. They invested a second-round pick again this year in a guy, Jeremy Hill, out of LSU. So they've got their thunder to the Lightning guy and Gio Bernard from last year. So I think he's really going to try and rely on those two guys, take some pressure off of Andy Dalton. And, you know, going back to what I said a minute ago about coaching, there were some head-scratcher moments from Jay Gruden where he had a guy like Andy Dalton throwing 45 to 50 times in these big games, sometimes on the road against Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And a lot of fans kind of criticized Gruden from that standpoint and forcing Dalton to throw the ball that much in these tough situations. So hopefully Jackson's going to kind of stop that a little bit and give out a little bit more balance on offense.
You know, can you shed some light on something for me? It seems like, although there's been a lot of consistency with the Bengals because of Marvin Lewis being there, it seems to me like I've observed a philosophical change. Like, remember the ownership? We used to have a reputation for being very cheap. And last year, the Bengals had, I believe, the most expensive defense in the league. I mean, they set aside more salary cap money for their defense than any other team in the NFL. They also used to have this philosophy of, the island of misfit toys, kind of taking one team's trash and turning it into their treasure. Now they're building more through the draft and finding those values in the draft, or finding them out with guys coming out of college, Vontaze Burfict, of course, and Michael Johnson being another one of those guys. Has there been a philosophical shift, or is this just something that they're just getting better at?
I think it's both, but I think mostly there is a philosophical shift there. I think they've kind of tried to stay away from some of these guys that have some baggage. Now, there are examples here and there, even with these successful draft classes in recent years. I mean, you have, I mentioned Jeremy Hill. He had a couple of issues early on in college. So there's a couple of guys in there that have some run-ins, but they tend to shy away from those guys that they really went after in the mid-2000s. Now, it seems as if kind of their offseason game plan is to re-sign a lot of their own core guys, extend a lot of their own core really quality, high-quality players, so they keep them long-term. They maybe bring in some free agent Band-Aids, if you will. Terrence Newman, who you guys are probably familiar with from his time in Dallas, he's come over after being thrown on the scrap heap, and he's played some pretty decent football for the Bengals over the past couple years. Adam Pac-Man Jones, another guy who, he's had his fair share of troubles, but he's kept his nose relatively clean since being in Cincinnati, and he's played some good football for him. So they bring in these little, 1 to 2 year stopgap guys while they groom these rookies that they're bringing in every year, and it seems to be working well for them, especially over the past 3 to 5 years.
Anthony, when you look at what the Bengals have, the things that you've talked about, the issues that they face, and that combined with the schedule that they'll be dealing with, what do you see as the best and worst case scenario for them this season?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I don't know if I see an 11 or 12 win season out of this team this year. You lose both coordinators, and though I like who they've brought up to fill those coordinator roles, I still think there might be a little bit of growing pains there, or a little bit of an adjustment. So I think I've been calling about a 9 to 10 win range. I don't like how some of the schedule sets up. There are real easy stretches for them, and then particularly towards the end of the schedule, it gets pretty difficult. This division just tends to completely beat up on each other. If the Bengals end up splitting this division, I think that's a victory in itself there. So I think best case scenario, you're probably looking at about a 10-6 season, maybe 9 to 10 wins. Worst case scenario, I think you're maybe looking at maybe anywhere from 6 to 8 wins. But I think a lot of injuries would have to occur. Some poor play from Andy Dalton would have to occur. And You know, some major changes would probably come if they ended up falling within that 6 to 8 win range.
Anthony Cosenza, you can follow him on Twitter. It's at CJAnthony, C-U-I. He writes for CincyJungle.com. Find it on the website. Follow him to follow the Bengals all season long. Anthony, thanks on short notice for jumping on and giving us a preview of the Cincinnati Bengals. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Good talking to you guys.
All right. Thanks, Anthony.